So this is going to be dating. But I was wondering, how many do you remember the record player that could change, where you had this set of records and it put one on top of the next one and play that one and then it automatically go to the next? Yeah, I thought it was really cool that my parents' record player did that. But then when I got older, I got the CD changer. So again, and on the CD changer, I thought it was so cool when I got the six-disc CD changer, because it was like I could put all my favorite music in there and listen to them, and I wouldn't have to get up and change it all the time. But then as I was growing up and thinking of things, I noticed that there's usually six different things in my brain that are spinning around at each different time. And it was having, and my husband, when I get this look of like either I'm really concentrating or I'm mad, either one, he'll ask me what's on my six-disc CD changer. And that causes me to talk them out and figure out what's going on. And sometimes they're sad or difficult things. Other times they're happy things. But most times they're a mixture. And it's to find that balance is the thing that I was trying to work on. And this week, it was about balance. Balance between being overwhelmed and the balance of either ignoring or tucking things away, like the divisions that we face maybe between our own families because of conflict, the tragedies that we've been experiencing throughout our community and our country, those different things that continually happen to us in our community and in our culture. And so as I was preparing and I was thinking about these balances, this way of living through that in a healthy manner, and then entering Advent, as we prepare for Christ appearing in the flesh amongst us, and celebrating each Sunday as we get into that, move into Advent and into Christmas. So as we enter, I thought it was interesting in Matthew that we kind of come in the last, enter into the last chapter, where Christ is talking to the disciples, saying to them about the day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. And he talks about Noah and how the people there were unprepared for the flood. And he talks about these people that two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Again, one will be taken, one will be left. And he's charging the disciples to keep awake, to not let the distractions or those things around us overwhelm us so that we lose sight of Christ, of God amongst us. And that's when it becomes that trying to find the balance. Because if we're always on alert, our systems get over 110, and we have to find ways to lower our alertness, but to keep alert, to not always be on the edge of the next thing that's going to happen, but to stand back and just allow the Spirit and God to just work within us, to find that balance, that the way that we cope within the stresses. And the questions that we come up with Christ giving these warnings about staying awake, about keeping watch, because the time is coming. We don't know when, we don't know how it's going to happen, but we know that Christ is coming back once again. So the questions that were rolling through my head, questions that we face, is how do we find that balance between disparity and the continually looking away? How are we missing those moments where God's light and love shines upon us? How do we hold on to the richness and complexity that is God, our Savior, in the moments of the gut-wrenching and tear-wrecking pain that we might face? and share that hope, that life-giving hope and promise that we hold on to others that might be facing those circumstances. So the thought that came to me with this wrestling and this trying to figure out the blending and the beautifulness of this season amongst all that's happened around us is that remembrance. That thing, the truths that we hold on to because we are called Christians, we're called Lutherans, we have promises that we hold on to and that we can pull out or hold on to and continually remember each and every day. That Christ is calling us. Christ is walking beside us, holding us up when we feel like we cannot take the next step. It's remembering that in the darkness, that there is light. That darkness, that black, is the richness of all colors blended together. And we separate those and see all the multitudes of colors that are present. And that in that heartache, that God's love surrounds us, holds us, calls to us tenderly to hold on. And that Christ is with us, that Christ is appearing to us in unexpected ways. Amen.